कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदनन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जनाय यमुनातीरावनचारी यमुनातीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदशत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस से भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदशत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नाम आचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्राये स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्णा सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 12 entitled Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead text number 17 तस्यां विशुद्धकरण शिववार विगाह्य बद्धावसनं चितमरोन्मनसारताक्षा स्थूले दधार भगवत् प्रतिरूप एतद् ध्यायांस्तद् अववहितो व्यसृजत् समाधो तस्यां विशुद्धकरण शिववारिविगाह्य बद्धावसनं चितमरोन्मनसारताक्षा स्थूले दधार भगवत् प्रतिरूप एतद् ध्यायांस्तद् अव्यवहितो व्यसृजत् समाधो तस्यां विशुद्धकरण शिववार्विगाह्य बद्धावसनं चितमरोन्मनसारताक्षा स्थूले दधार भगवत् प्रतिरूप एतद् ध्यायांस्तद् अवहितो विसृजत् समाधो तस्यां विशुद्धकरण शिववार्विगाह्य बद्धावसनं चितमरुन्मनसारताक्ष स्थूले दधार भगवत् प्रतिरूप एतत् ध्यायांस्तद् अवहितो विसृजत् समाधो तस्यां विशुद्धकरण शिववार्विगाह्य बद्धावसनं चितमरुन्सहतारताक्षा स्थूले दधार भगवत् प्रतिरूप एतत् ध्यायांस्तद् अववहितो विसृजत् समाधो तस्यां विशुद्धकरण शिववारविगाह्य बद्धावसनं चितमरोन्मनसारताक्षः स्थूले दधार भगवत् प्रतिरूप एतद् ध्यायांस्तद् अववहितो विसृजत् समाधो माताजी तस्यां विशुद्धकरण शिववार्गविहाय बद्धावसनं चितमरुन्मनसारताक्षः स्थूले दधार भगवत् प्रतिरूप एतत् ध्यायांस्तद् अववहितो व्यसृजत् समाधो वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग तस्याम इन बद्रिकाश्रम विशुद्ध प्यूरिफाइड करणः हिट सेंसेस शिवा प्योर वाह वाटर विघाह्य बेदिंग इन बद्ध्वा हैविंग फिक्स आसनम सिटिंग पोजिशन जीवा कंट्रोल्ड मरुता ब्रीदिंग प्रोसेस मनसा बाय द माइंड अर्हता विदड्रॉन अक्षः हिट सेंसेस स्थूले फिजिकल दधार द कॉन्सेंट्रेटेड भागवत प्रतिपरे ऑन द एग्जैक्ट फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड एतद् द माइंड ध्यायम मेडिटेटिंग अपॉन तत् दैट अव्यवहिता विदाउट स्टॉपिंग वैस्रजत ही एंटर्ड समाधो इंटू ट्रांस. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In Badrikashram, Dhruva Maharaja's senses become completely purified because he bathed regularly in the crystal clear purified water. He fixed his sitting position and by yogic practice controlled the breathing process and the year of a life. In this way, his senses were completely withdrawn. Then he concentrated his mind on the Archavigraha form of the Lord, which is the exact replica of the Lord, and thus, meditating upon him, entered into the complete trance. Purport. Here is a description of the Ashtanga Yoga system to which Dhruva Maharaj was already accustomed. Dhruva Maharaj went to Badrikashram and in a solitary place, Ashtanga Yoga was never meant to be practiced in a fashionable city. Dhruva Maharaj went to the Badrikashram and in a solitary place, alone he practiced yoga. He concentrated his mind on the Archavigraha, the worshipable deity of the Lord, which exactly represents the Supreme Lord. And thus thinking constantly of that deity, he became absorbed in a trance. Worship of Archavigraha is not idol worship. The Archavigraha is an incarnation of the Lord in a form appreciable by a devotee. Therefore, devotees engage in the temple in the service of the Lord as Archavigraha, a form made of sthula, material objects such as stone, metal, wood, jewels or a paint. All of these are called a sthula, or physical representations. Since the devotees follow the regulative principles of worship, even though the Lord is there in his physical form, he is non-different from his original spiritual form. Thus the devotee gets the benefit of achieving the ultimate goal of life, that is to say, becoming always absorbed in the thought of the Lord. This incessant thought of the Lord as prescribed in Bhagavad Gita makes one the topmost yogi. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासरितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश. हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्वते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय. वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्ण. सो आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज so that I can speak something upon Srimad Bhagavatam for the glorification of the Lord and for the purification of myself. So this is the episode where Dhruva Maharaj has retired from all his material responsibilities and he went to the Badrikashram yesterday. We heard from Ajit Mukundan how he left his all responsibilities as a king, just like when one lose or he passes stool and lose the place as early as possible, like that. He's such a big kingdom of Dhruva Loka for 36,000 years. He just left and he went to the Badrikashram. So today we can see how Dhruva Maharaj, when he came to the Badrikashram and he started meditating upon the Lord's transcendental form here. So although the translation which is directly mentioning about the performance of Ashtanga Yoga, but although Dhruva Maharaj is performing Ashtanga Yoga, but not missing the meditation of the transcendental form of the Lord. So today we will speak about this aspect of this part of Srila Prabhupada's purport, that how physical form of the Lord is non-different from his spiritual form, and the worshipping Archa Vigra form of the Lord is not an idol worship. So, a dictionary meaning of worship is something like having a feeling or a act or adoration to express to someone, a person, or a thing or a principle. Like specifically, we can say adoration or devotion to a person or something or a principle. We can take an example like a countryman or army person or even a citizen. When he sees a national flag, he naturally offer salute. So that's a kind of adoration or respect or devotion he has towards the flag. But the worship word, although says that it's adoration or a respect to the something or the person, but it does not complete with that. That just a respect or adoration with some mental concoction or one's own imaginary thing, that is called as idol worship. So, or we can say there are two ways we can say the idol worship is considered as. One is offering one's love and worship to something imaginary or concocted way of one's own. And another is one's love and worship to something concrete but which is limiting the Lord or which is not exactly a God. So in these two ways, the worship of any person or thing is considered as idol worship. So first one is like a flag, which the example which we took, like one is ready to worship, one has a lot of devotion or respect for the flag, but that's just imaginary form. Somebody has designed a flag and now that's a flag of the nation, but that cannot be a worship, the worship to the Lord directly. That is considered as idol worship. And we can see even in the villages, like when I was a child, I used to visit many times to the farm field. So people, they concoct their own ideas. If something happens in the village, some disease come. So they say there are different names, Masoba, Ashara, this and that. And they say because of this Ashara or this Masoba is not worshipped properly. So people then collect few more stones and put some sindoor color and then make some shade there, and then that becomes temple, and then worship starts. So this is something less concocted with like one's imagination, and then the worship goes on for the years together. So this is what the idol worship is all about. And another is like a statue form, and yeah, this is the what statue form, which is created by mental concoction by the people. Srila Prabhupada also gives example of statue in the Kolkata city. So he specifically mentions about the person's name also. And he says, what is that statue? So many pigeons come every day, pass their stool there, and nobody takes care of that statue. And whenever some Jayanti or some festival come, people go there, just clean, brush it, wash it, put garland. And from next day, the same things happens for throughout the year. So this is what the idol worship is like. The concisely, if we say idolatry, it's a material form of the God imagined by the human mind. So, although we have devotion and there is emotions involved, but that's not proper. So, that is what called as the idol worship. But what deity worship is, deity means something which is of a divine nature and which is connected to the supreme being. And also, it explains about the divine activities or the divinity of the Supreme Lord. So that is what the deity worship means. In many of the places, Srila Prabhupada also explains about how like deity worship is directly worshipping the Lord. Thus, deity worship means the worship of God, specifically God's form based upon the Shastras, which is mentioned in the scriptures. So whenever we say that deity worship means worshipping the Lord based upon the scriptures, that means there is an authority, like Shastras is considered as authority. Whatever has been given in a Shastra, that's very authoritative. And when it's authoritative, then that's allowed to do. Just like one devotee was given an example for this. There are a lot of paper available, but when it's stamped with the government, signed with the governor, and that becomes the 500 currency or 1000 currency or 2000 rupees currency, because that's been authorized by government. He was explaining in very detail like how wherever these currency notes are made, Nashik, we have factory and there are few places in India. So when this paper that goes inside the factory, there are few like 2-3 guards just to manage the unloading and then getting things inside the paper inside. But when this paper is converted into the currency note, then there is a high tight security at the end gate, because now it's authorized 2000 currency note. So it has a lot of value. That's not just a paper now, because it's stamped and signed by the governor. So it has a lot of value. So that's been protected and the high tight security has been put there because it's been authorized by government. So deity worship is in a same way. It's like authorized by the Shastras. So just one time I was just visiting various villages when Ganesh festival was happening. And we were visiting various people who invited for Ganesh Puja and Aarti. And I was with Gurukul kids, and one person served us vada pav. So children were honoring, I was also honoring with them. And suddenly, because I was just going for the Ganesha festival, and we know Ganesha, people have a lot of respect and they adore him like God only. And according to Shastras also, there is a bona fide way to do that. Suddenly, I just came to the mind, the children were having a vada pav, and the vada pav was put on the paper, and they were eating. And I just asked them question, what if the same paper is a currency of 2000 note, what will you do? So they just said, ki, I will put vada pav down and take paper and put in the pocket, because that's a 2000 currency note, so vada pav has no value in front of that. But now it's just a newspaper, they have put vada pav and they're eating it. But when it becomes a currency note, they will just fold it and put it in the paper. So it has some value because that's been authorized by the government. So that's the difference between when authorization comes, it has some value. So scriptures, they give authorization to deity worship, and that's been revealed to us by our acharyas. Divya Gyan Ride Prakashita. So the scriptures, whatever they are explaining or whatever they are quoting, that's been revealed to us by the Vaishnava Acharyas or the Guru. Like every day we sing in a Guru Puja दिव्य ज्ञान हृदय प्रकाशिता. जस्ट लाइक वन टाइम श्रील प्रभुपाद ही वॉज इन वृंदावन इन 1976 11 सेप्टेम्बर, एंड ही वॉज जस्ट सिटिंग विद द डिवोटीज, एंड वन मैजिशियन केम इन टू द पिक्चर एंड ही जस्ट स्टार्टेड शोइंग श्रील प्रभुपाद डिफरेंट फोटोग्राफ्स ऑफ हिज एक्टिविटीज एंड एवरीथिंग. And Prabhupada saw, he was very happy, he is doing so many magics and going here and there and doing so many programs. So the magician asked, can I do this performance here? So Prabhupada finalized, that's fine. So the evening 4 o'clock p.m., 4 p.m. time was told, and devotees were assembled in a big number. Gurukul children also came there because magic means everyone likes to see magic. And then evening, the program started. The magician, he stood next to the Srila Prabhupada and started his different activities. And with his all hand magic expertise, he was doing a lot of things. He was used to make coins appear and then disappear. And he was doing a lot of things. Coins were sometimes like from his hands, they were getting disappeared and appears from the ears of the Prabhupada. Devotees were getting a little disturbed that, like, it's okay, he's doing some magic, but handling, like dealing with the Prabhupada in that way. But Prabhupada was very happy. He was enjoying the scene and what he was doing and laughing in between. And then finally, when his show was finished, Prabhupada said, actually, I am better magician than you. So he said, how is that, Prabhupada? How is that, Swamiji? Prabhupada said, can you do what I do? He said, yes, Prabhupada, can you tell me? So Prabhupada said, you can just make disappear the coins from your hand and make them appear from my ears or different places. But I can make disappear the birth, old age, disease, and death. Can you do that? And then he accepted, I can't do that, Prabhupada. So then he accepted his defeat, and all devotees just gave big applause. Yeah, Jai Srila Prabhupada. So that is what guru who can make magic and who can reveal in our heart about the God's greatness and about how God can appear from the deity form. So that can be revealed in our heart by the mercy of the spiritual master of the or the guru. So, Shastras basically answers to two important questions or reveals two important questions, that does God have a form? And another is, if God has a form, does God can be represented by matter? When we speak our deity worship, so these two questions needs to be answered. Whether God has a form, and another is whether he can be represented by a matter. So answer is yes, definitely. God has a form. And he definitely can be represented by the matter. So how God is having form, as Bible also mentions that man is made as image of a God. So Prabhupada also mentioned in many of the places, like as we are looking with the whatever kind of face, the God is also, because we are also image of a God. So but the form of the God is not as the human form. It looks like a human form, but it is a transcendental, which has been explained in many of the Shastras, Sachitananda. Like, it's an eternal form, it's full of knowledge, and it's full of bliss. So that's the nature of the form of the Lord, which is a transcendental. And that is why every day when we sing the prayer, Sangha Anisya Sakalendriya Vritti Manti Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Chiram Jaganti. So Lord's form is a transcendental, and he can perform any of the activities with any of the limb of his his limb and activity of any of other limb also. Also in Bhagavad Gita 4.6 explain that Ajopi San Avayatma Bhutanam Ishwaropi San Prakritim Swamaveshtabhya Sambhavami Atmamaya. That Lord says, although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. So this is how Lord's form is a transcendental, which is beyond material nature. And that transcendental form of the Lord appears in every millennium, and which is always transcendental still. So this is the nature of Lord's form, and this form is also complete and very perfect. Therefore, we should also understand, when we say the Lord's form is perfect and complete, then that form has to fulfill both the criteria, that when it's a perfect and it's a complete, that means it should be the Lord's form as a transcendental, it should have a form, and it should also cover the formlessness. So the both the aspect has to be covered. That is how this form becomes complete and perfect. So for that the example is given, like when sun, it has, like in the morning we see the sunshine and there is a sun planet. When we see the sunshine, we understand it's coming from sun. So sunshine is the energy of the sun which is reflected towards earth, and there is also a sun planet which is existed there. So both the forms are of sun, but the sunshine is just a energy manifestation or extension of the sun, but both are existing together. So that is how the impersonal, or we can say the formlessness of the Lord, is also there in the as the energy of the Lord. That's the energy of the Lord. But simultaneously, there is a transcendental form which is superior to formlessness of the Lord, as we see the example of the sun and sunshine. In that way, both the form and the formlessness are existing together, and that is why the God is considered as complete and perfect, as it is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita 14.27, that Brahmano hi pratishtaham, I am the basis of impersonal Brahman, which is immortal, imperishable and eternal, and is constitutional position of ultimate happiness. So Lord's both the aspects are covered. He is impersonal as his energy, and he is a personal as the supreme personality of Godhead. So Lord has his form. So both the ways, formlessness and the form, are the completeness and the perfection of the Lord's transcendental form. So, and another aspect which we wanted to study, Lord or God has a form which is a transcendental, and another is, can God be represented by a matter? And that also we said that yes, we can say the God can represent through the matter, and that is what we called it as a deity or the archavigraha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained in a Chaitanya Charitamrita about pratima nahi tumi sakshat brajendra nandan. So Mahaprabhu explains very clearly that this deity form is not just a pratima, but this is non different from the Lord. Srila Prabhupada mentions in many of the purports that there is no difference between Lord and his deity form. So it's been repeatedly quoted by Srila Prabhupada in many of the purports in Srimad Bhagavatam. So this manifestation of a Lord through the matter is seen in three different levels. So one is Lord has a form, another is Lord can manifest through the matter, and this manifestation of Lord is in three different levels. So first level of manifestation of Lord is, the Lord can manifest as a God in the matter. So another level of manifestation, that matter is spiritualized in connection with the God. And third one is, the Lord expand him as a Paramatma in every atom. So these are three manifestations of the God in the matter. First manifestation of God is, the God directly manifest as a God in a matter. So that is in the form of the holy deity form. Another is the holy name of the Lord. And then another is the words of the gods, that's the scripture. So the God manifests in the matter, but it's directly a God. the deity which is directly representing the God. Then another is the holy name of the Lord, which is a direct incarnation of the God. Although the words of the holy name, Hari, Ram, Krishna, they are the alphabets in the material world, but Lord has directly manifested through the matter. And another is the scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a Granth avatar of the Lord. So in these three forms, Lord manifests through the matter. Another is some matter which gets spiritualized in connection with the God. So Srila Prabhupada gives example as when iron is kept together with the fire for a long time, iron also gets the qualities of the fire. In a similar way, when person constantly is connected to the holy name of the Lord, or constantly is reciting the Shastras, or he's constantly worshipping the deities, and that person also gets the characteristics, or he gets also spiritualized. So that's the another manifestation of the Lord in the form of the matter. That a person with constant association of deities or the holy name of the Shastras, he becomes also gets spiritualized. Or we can say the whatever paraphernalia which offered to the Lord, like when we use garland to worship the Lord, so that garland in association with Lord also gets the transcendental form. Or whatever like Mahaprasad, Lord, but we offered Prasad, when it comes to the connection to the God, that becomes spiritualized and that becomes Prasad. So whatever, when it's in a constant association of the Lord, in the form of deities or in the form of holy name or in the form of the scriptures, that gets spiritualized, and that's also one of the second form of Lord's expansion, or when Lord appears to the matter. And third one is when Shri Daksha Vishnu, he expanded himself as a super soul in every atom of this creation. So that's very easy to understand, like whatever is existing in every atom, Lord is there in the form of Paramatma. So these are the three different levels of Lord's expansion in the matter. So Lord is there and he expanded in three different levels. One as a God in a deity, holy name and the scriptures. Another is in the persons or the things which in constant association of Lord gets spiritualized consciousness. And third one is Lord extends himself as a Paramatma into the every atom of this universe. So when Lord is extending himself in the three different levels, so does that mean that we should worship everything together? So no, like we should respect for everything, but we should worship the Lord in his deity form. Why? So the example comes in Srimad Bhagavatam that when Narasimha Bhagavan, he appeared from the pillar, and when he appeared, when Prahlad saw Narasimha Bhagavan, Lord Narasimha, he was very happy, and he got the garlands with the request of demigods. So it's not that like since Lord Narasimha appeared from the pillar, so pillar got association of the Narasimha Bhagavan, so that was also spiritualized. But the Prahlad Maharaj, when he came front, he offered garland to Narasimha Lord only, not the pillar. So Lord can extend him into the matter in a different levels, but worship is given to the deity form of the Lord or Lord personally. So that is why the deity worship is a scriptural authorization, and which is been bona fide by all the Shastras and all the Acharyas also. And this specially deity worship or the deity form of the Lord is Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan Ki Jai. So this deity form of the Lord is an opportunity given by the Lord himself to distribute his mercy, and this is an opportunity to the devotee to have different services, to perform different services towards him. Especially when Lord, ही एक्सेप्ट द भाव ऑफ अ डिवोटी एंड ही डिस्ट्रीब्यूट हिज मर्सी स्पेशली वेन वी सी अबाउट वेन वी ऑफर द भोगा टू द लॉर्ड लॉर्ड एक्सेप्ट दैट भोगा द भावा स्पेशली द डिवोशन बिहाइंड दैट एंड ही गिव्स महाप्रसाद एज अ मर्सी सो वन डिवोटी वॉज गिविंग वेरी नाइस एग्जाम्पल फॉर दैट जस्ट लाइक वेन वी गो टू अवर फ्रेंड दैट वी कैरी समथिंग टू गिफ्ट हिम इन विलेजेस इट वॉज अ ट्रेडिशन वेन एवर यू गो टू सम वन एंड गिव समथिंग देन पीपल ऑल्सो गिव समथिंग बैक सो लाइक कोई समथिंग इफ यू टेक सम टिफिन एंड गिव टू द पर्सन सो दैट टिफिन वॉज नेवर गिवन बैक एम्प्टी इट वॉज ऑलवेज फिल्ड विथ समथिंग सो इन दैट वे लाइक सम वन कैन सी लाइक टिफिन इज गिवन एंड द सेम टिफिन इज गिवन बैक बट फर्स्ट टाइम समथिंग इज गिवन एंड वेन इन अ रिटर्न देर इज समथिंग डिफरेंट सो इन द सेम वे वेन प्रसाद इज गिवन टू द लॉर्ड भोगा इज गिवन टू द लॉर्ड द सेम कम्स बैक बट नाउ इट्स अ महाप्रसाद बिकॉज इनिशियली इट वॉज अ भाव ऑफ अ डिवोटी विच इज ऑफर्ड टू द लॉर्ड एंड देन इट्स अ मर्सी ऑफ द लॉर्ड विच इज गिवन टू द डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड सो इन दैट वे लॉर्ड रेसिप्रोकेट्स लाइक ही एक्सेप्ट द भाव ऑफ द डिवोटी एंड ही गिव्स द मर्सी इन द फॉर्म ऑफ महाप्रसाद एंड अनदर इन डेटिव फॉर्म लॉर्ड इज स्टैंडिंग और ही इज देयर टू एक्सेप्ट द भक्त वत्सल्य नेचर ऑफ हिम एज वी सी इन अ भगवद्गीता लॉर्ड हैज अ नेचर ऑफ भक्त वात्सल्य ही वॉन्ट्स टू रेसिप्रोकेट विथ हिज डिवोटीज एज पर हिज एटीट्यूड और एज पर हिज डिवोशन सो लॉर्ड इज ऑलवेज स्टैंडिंग देयर टू एक्सेप्ट दैट भक्त वात्सल्य एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दैट वी कैन सी वी कैन ऑफर डिफरेंट आरतीज टू द लॉर्ड सिक्स टाइम्स इन अ डे वी कैन डू ड्रेसिंग टू द लॉर्ड एवरी डे एंड देन वी कैन परफॉर्म अभिषेक टू द लॉर्ड ऑन स्पेसिफिक फेस्टिवल्स और द डेज वी कैन डू कुकिंग एंड देन ऑफर इट टू द लॉर्ड एंड देर आर वेरियस अदर सर्विसेज विच वी कैन ऑफर टू द डेटिव फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड सो दैट इज हाउ लॉर्ड इज अपियर्ड इन द डेटिव फॉर्म टू एक्सप्रेस हिज क्वालिटी ऑफ भक्त वात्सल्य सो दैट द डिवोटीज कैन एक्सप्रेस देयर लव एंड डिवोशन टुवर्ड्स हिम एज श्रील प्रभुपाद गिव्स द एग्जाम्पल ऑफ द पोस्ट बॉक्स दैट वेन यू वॉन्ट टू डिलीवर अ लेटर यू हैव टू पुट इट इन टू द ऑथराइज्ड पोस्ट बॉक्स वेन यू पुट इट देयर देन इट नेचुरली गोज टू द राइट पर्सन एंड देन फ्रॉम अनदर चैनल द आंसर ऑल्सो कम्स बैक सो वेन यू पुट ऑथराइज लेटर टू द ऑथराइज्ड बॉक्स इट रीचेस टू द डेस्टिनेशन इन द सेम वे द डेटिव फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज ऑथराइज्ड वे ऑफ द लॉर्ड्स एग्जिस्टेंस अ ट्रांसेंडेंटल फॉर्म सो वेट वाट एवर वी गिव वी डू आरती और वी do dressing or we offer bhoga or do various services in the deity form that's been accepted by the lord and he then reciprocates accordingly as per the mood of the devotee so this is a best opportunity for a devotee to offer and do all these services and purify his senses and go back home back to godhead Another very important aspect of deity worship is mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami in a Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu. As he mentions, 64 different ways to perform devotional service. And he stresses the five most potent ways of devotional service as Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavata Shravan, Mathura Vasa, Shri Murtira, Shraddhaya, Sevan. So, in this five most potent aspect of devotional service, limbs of devotional service, Shri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevan, although Sadhu Sangha is considered the first and foremost, as Ajit Mukund Prabhu was yesterday telling, Sadhu Sangha is so important. But Shri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevan, all these aspects needs to be performed with the Shraddha, with lot of faith. So faith is very important while performing the deity worship vidhi of the Lord. So there is a very nice story about how faith is so important, and when faith is there, anything can happen. So one time, like one of the Warkari boy, he was going for Pandharpur Yatra, and like we, as we know, like Lakshminarayan Prabhu is here, so every year he goes with a big group to Pandharpur with kirtan and devotees doing ecstatic kirtan and services to many of the Warkaris. So this boy, he went to the Pandharpur and he was standing in a queue to take the darshan of the Lord. And one person, security person, he felt like such a huge queue. And this boy, like after walking for 15-20 days, has come here to take darshan. And just funny mood, he asked the question, "Do you believe there is a God in the altar? You have walked so much for so many days, and now you have to stand for so many hours, and you are just standing to take darshan, that will be for few seconds. So, do you believe that there is a God?" So he said, "Yes, I believe." Then the boy got, like, he thought of, like, the person is trying to make fun of me and my process of worship and my faith. So he counter questioned, "Okay, I believe on the God, but I just wanted to ask one question." So the person, security person, said, "You can ask." And he says, "Whenever you have vacation, Saturday, Sunday, weekly off, do you go to your village?" He said, "Yes." "So when you sit in your house, do you heard sometime the dog at your place start barking?" He said, "Yes." "And what happens next?" Then he said, "When my dog start barking, hearing that sound, the other dogs around, they also start barking, making noise. Then seeing that, then many dogs in the village, they start barking, making noise, and then whole village dogs, they make noise." Then boy asked, "Why?" Then person says, "Because when my dog start barking, he must have seen something, or maybe a thief or something. And because he started barking, others understood that he has seen something, or maybe it's a thief, so others also started barking." So the boy said, "See, when first dog started barking, others understood there is a thief, and everyone followed that, and they believed that what first dog has done is because of the thief has come, and believing that, they started barking. If one dog can believe on another dog, so why I can't believe on the God when I have seen many of the acharyas, they are worshipping the Lord, and they have seen the Lord, although I may see or I may not see, but I have a faith, my acharyas, many of the Vaishnavas, spiritual master, they have seen the God, they are worshipping. Why should not I keep complete faith upon their instruction, on their practice? If a dog can keep a faith upon another dog, why a person cannot keep a faith upon a spiritual master or a guru?" So that is how, when we have faith, we can get the mercy of the Lord and we can see the deity form of the Lord and we can worship Him. So the faith is very important aspect in a spiritual life, and with that faith we can actually worship the deity form of the Lord, and Lord can reciprocate with us. And then there are three most important aspect of the principles to do deity worship. So I will not go in a detail since it's just 5 minutes. So, but the three most important aspect of the principles of deity worship which are mentioned are the faith and devotion towards the Lord. The second one is cleanliness. One is cleanliness, external cleanliness and internal cleanliness of the person, and the cleanliness of the paraphernalia, whatever the ingredients which we are going to worship the Lord. And third is the punctuality and the regularity. So these three aspects are the most important principles to do deity worship. First is faith and devotion. So when there is, as I gave the example, when there is a faith towards the Lord and there is a devotion, Lord reciprocates. And we can elaborately describe about the many of the pastimes of the Lord based upon this. But the most famous one is Sakshi Gopal, where Lord personally comes to the village and He Himself spoke about the to save the word of his devotee, a Brahmana. एंड ऑल्सो देर इज अ ब्यूटिफुल एग्जाम्पल ऑफ खीरिच और गोपीनाथ विच चैतन्य महाप्रभु एक्सप्लेन्स इन वेरी डिटेल अबाउट खीरिच और गोपीनाथ हाउ फॉर अ डिवोटी ही स्टील्स द खीर स्टोल्स द खीर एंड गिव टू माधवेंद्र पुरी एंड देर आर थाउजेंड्स ऑफ द एग्जाम्पल्स इन द शास्त्रास वेयर लॉर्ड रेसिप्रोकेट विद हिज डिवोटीज बिकॉज ऑफ देयर फेथ एंड डिवोशन सो इन दिस वे लॉर्ड कैन मैनिफेस्ट इन द डेटिव फॉर्म और इन द मैटर एंड दैट्स बिन ऑथराइज बाय द शास्त्रास एंड वेन देर इज अ डिवोशन देर इज अ फेथ लॉर्ड रेसिप्रोकेट्स अकॉर्डिंगली सो वी हैव 2-3 मिनट्स वी कैन समवन कैन हैव कॉमेंट और वी कैन हैव क्वेश्चंस एनी कॉमेंट ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः।